And welcome to the Diagnosis Infertility Podcast, where tears, encouragement, and laughter will fill your soul. My name is Andrea, and my medical chart reads infertility. But I prefer to think of myself as an IVF warrior. Because even though I now have two little humans in my house, that diagnosis not only has stayed on my medical chart, but continues to drive who I am. And when I was in the thick of it, it controlled who I was. I hated my body. I did not take care of myself. My mindset was totally off and I obsessed about getting pregnant. And maybe you can connect with that too. If so, this podcast is for you. Here, it's all about real talk and giving you validation in that annoyingly real and raw emotion through this journey. As a health and life coach, I not only want to share my journey, but set you up with success as you navigate your own fertility struggles. Buckle up, lady, because here we go. Hey, and welcome back to Diagnosis Infertility. I'm so glad you're here. So glad you're tuning in. I can't wait to share a little bit more of, honestly, my perspective. And I think my perspective is changing a little bit, or I'm getting a little bit more of an aha moment in my perspective, because I want to talk to you a little bit about surviving and thriving and just what it is in those two things that I really feel and are very called for, and then also like honoring where you are at in your journey. But before that, I want to talk a little bit more about life right now. So right now it's been super busy last week. So yeah, a week ago, I guess Monday, yesterday, this week, whatever the hell day it is, I was in Phoenix. So I went to a Empower Her Live event, which maybe some of you know of what that is and maybe some of you don't. But it's been someone I've been listening to really, her philosophy is like, get out of your own way and do the damn thing. So obviously, I'm doing the damn thing. I'm here, right? I'm showing up for you. I have my own business. I am talking to more and more of you, and I just love where things have taken me and what's taken off and where my passion lies and really stepping into my calling. So totally loving this. So anyway, I went down to Phoenix for that. Met up with some girlfriends, but I'm super tired, right? My brain was just going. I have all these ideas for her and all these ideas, honestly, for you and to help meet you where you're at and support you in your journey, you know, regardless of where you're at in your journey, because I love this so much. So anyway, super tired from all that. It was, house was a mess. Oh my gosh, it's just a mess. And then it was Halloween, all these other things. I had to cut down the perennials. They're just so much, so busy right now. And then I'm going to Chicago at the end of this week for the organization that I volunteer with, Gigi's Playhouse. And there's just been a lot going on there and things to do there. So that, you know, that has been taking my mental capacity and my thoughts. And then I get home from Chicago and there's a week. I have the weekend. So basically 2 weeks later, then I go on a girls trip. And so I was in Phoenix and then I'm going to be in Chicago and then I'm going on a mystery surprise girls trip, which is actually to Phoenix that we just found out. We just did our surprise, which has been super fun. So anyway, what I'm getting at is I have been kicking myself in all these things because some of my habits have not been as consistent. Like they're still present, but not to the capacity that I was previously showing up for these things that were really important to me in my life. And I was starting to get really hard on myself. I'm like, what is going on? Why am I, you know, as a health and life coach, I work on habits. I work on supporting you to get the life that you want. And I can't even do that for myself right now. And so I was getting down on myself. But what I'm realizing is that right now I may be in a little bit more of a survival mode because that's what my body needs. That's what I need right now. I don't need the pressure of myself to be in the thriving mode because there was a lot of frickin' stuff going on. Okay. But now I'm ready. I'm ready to get out of this rut. I'm ready to move past some of this stuff that is holding me back so that I can get into a thriving mentality. And that is exactly what I want to talk with you about today because, okay, I had a different episode planned for today. One about God and how he keeps his promises, but not our preferences. And I was going to have this whole chit chat, and I still will. I probably will. But that so many times in IVF, so many times in all these different things were like, God will provide, God will provide, God will provide this baby for me. God will do this for me. God will save my baby from dying. God will save my mother-in-law from cancer. All these things, okay? But God does, and God keeps his promises, but he never promised us our preferences. See how heated I am with this? Okay, so that, I kind of went off on a whole different tangent. And I'm going to get into all of that because I want to talk to you today about surviving or thriving. So between survival and thrive. And I was chatting with my podcast guests. I don't know why I'm keeping it a secret, but turns out I'm keeping it a secret. So I have a really amazing guest on next week. And she had said something to me that lit a fire under my booty. And I wanted to talk about it here with you. She said that what it really comes down to is surviving and thriving. And I'm not going to get too much into what she said because I don't want to take the juice away from her and her story and her going into this because she lays it out, oh my gosh, so beautifully. So I don't want to take away from that. But what I do want to talk about is how I used to view surviving in the past. And I used to think it was like literally doing nothing, you guys. I thought it took no talent whatsoever to just survive. And I remember hearing, you know, about the COVID-19 pandemic, which I know is like a swear word, but I remember hearing everyone's like, well, I survived the COVID-19 pandemic. And I was like, that took literally no talent at all. As I was sitting here like thriving and starting to really explore and step into who I am and what my calling is. So I always had this bad perception on surviving. And I always had this idolized perception on thriving. I kind of am viewing it different now. And here's why. Because my guest had said something about, it really comes down to going from surviving to thriving. But then she talked about the length of time that she was in her survival. And I'm maybe thinking about the length of time that you're maybe in your survival and feeling this pressure to thrive and do all this stuff and that you need to get out of this rut. And I had this pressure on myself right now of survive, right? I mean, it was in survival mode. Even though it's been for about 3 to 4 weeks, I've noticed a difference. I've switched from thriving to surviving. And you know what? All of it is okay. Survival mode, turns out, is okay. Because sometimes us just getting out of bed and breathing is all that we can do. And it's okay. That really, even though that takes quote unquote no talent, that takes all the bravery in the world. The hardest thing I ever did was get up the day after I found out Corbin was not alive anymore. After we found out that we had lost that baby. And you know what? I was honestly in survival mode from that day probably until 2020. That is 3 years of owning and being in survival mode. Yes, I was happy. Yes, there was other things going on, but I was so stressed to the max, to the capacity that I probably could be stressed at and still be a fully functioning adult leading a team, that I was in survival mode. I didn't know what it meant to thrive. And for me, I think I was doing okay in that survival mode. Like I said, I was happy. I was progressing, I was doing different things, but I started to get this itch that there was something more, that I didn't want to feel like this anymore, that I didn't want to feel angry when people announce their pregnancy announcement or that I didn't feel like I got punched in the stomach anytime there was an announcement, or that I would dread hearing that somebody else is pregnant with twins. There just came a point that I didn't want to live like that anymore. And that's where the thriving started to happen, is when I stepped in to taking care of myself, stepped into wanting, like, I used to think and just accept that this is who I was and this is how I was, until I realized that I don't have to be that person anymore. I don't have to be that person that doesn't take her medication on time. I don't have to be that person who doesn't get her hair cut consistently, who doesn't do her nails, who doesn't really wear makeup, who skips her workouts. Like, it's when I realized I could step into whatever version of myself I wanted to be, did I know or realize that I could start to thrive. And I have to tell you that thriving just doesn't happen overnight. Thriving happens with putting in hard work, showing up consistently day after day. And sometimes you'll fall from thrive to survive, but you'll come back out again. Thriving takes time. And the more time you put into it, the more consistent you are, the greater the habits form for you to get into this spot of being able to thrive, for showing up for yourself, for showing up for your family in a different way, for showing up for your calling in a whole different way. And so a lot of times what we carry in infertility is grief and loss and just a whole lot of baggage and a whole lot of feelings of failure and not great self-worth, and this fear. We have a fear that we'll never be parents, or that we'll never XYZ. I'll never carry a baby to full term. Okay, we have all these things that keep us in the survival mode, that hold us back. And like I said, survival mode isn't bad. Survival mode is actually quite important, is what I'm learning. And that time you spend there is quite important. So don't diminish that. Okay? You have to spend time in that survival mode to learn, to process, to do whatever the hell it is that our brains do. And then it's when we feel this calling, this higher calling, that we get curious about it, of maybe what would it be like if I faced this fear head on and started to process through it? What would it be like if I faced loss, leaned into it, processed it, and get on the other side? So when it comes to surviving or thriving, both are great, both are beautiful. Honor where you're at. So start looking for that gut feeling of your calling. What is your gut telling you to do? Is it time to stop letting these feelings hold you back and to start working through them so that you can learn how to thrive in the weight, in the junk, in the life? Or is your gut telling you that it's just not time? I'm almost there, but I'm not ready yet. And girl, that's okay too. So the next time you feel pressure from someone to move from survive to thrive, check in with your gut. What is going on? And whatever is going on, honor that wherever you are at is okay. Thank you for pressing play today. If you found value in today's episode, or feel that someone in your life could use a burst, share this episode on social media. Don't forget to tag me in it so I can give you a shout out. Or send it to your husband, a friend, or even your mom right now. Sometimes we need to share what resonates with us so other people can understand too. And remember, maybe it's time to stop being afraid of what can go wrong and start being excited about what can go right. You've got this. You are doing a great job. Until next time.